Hi guys, my name is Kenny Dussault, and this is the Elite Development Podcast. The goal of this show is documenting my journey as a coach, things I see in the industry, mistakes I see athletes make, things that I know you need to avoid. So basically, my goal is to help athletes avoid the difficult pitfalls of the world of elite performance sport and to help them reach their true potential. So if you are an up-and-coming athlete that is trying to build the career of your dreams, make sure you're following along this show. Make sure you go subscribe on the YouTube channel, on the podcast, and everywhere else you can. And now, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we are asking a very, very, very important question. And that question is, are you insane? Now, let's get into what I mean when I ask that. So first off, when the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Now, the reason that I am asking this question, are you insane, is because I see a lot of athletes that by that definition are insane. I see a lot of athletes continuously making the same mistakes, continuously listening to the wrong people, continuously doing the wrong things, and then somehow expecting it to lead somewhere different. Let me talk about what I mean. So one of the prime examples of this is something that I see in my own social media every single day. And that is when an athlete DMs me and says, do you have any tips on how to build my gas tank? Now, don't get me wrong. I like when people come to my page wanting to learn about that because that is a large portion of what I do. But what this shows me right away is that you're not doing any research. You're just trying to get a quick fix. Right. And my guess is I'm probably not the first person you've asked that question to, and I'm probably not the last person you're going to ask that question to. And when I used to get that question, I tried to go through all the information that I deliver on my page for free today, show, like send as many videos as I can. And then I started realizing that if someone is coming to the page that has over 1,000 videos talking about how to build your gas tank, talking about the cardio mistakes that people make, talking about the things to do, the things not to do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And instead of watching some of those videos, they're just sending a DM being like, can you help me? Then they're not willing to do the research. And if they're not willing to do the research, they're just going to continuously make that same mistake of asking the questions without actually doing any of the work. See, one of the things that a lot of people get stuck in, and I know through my life, I've gotten stuck in this problem quite often as well, is feeling like you're productive by just being busy, right? If you're coming on and you're asking for tips, you're asking for help, you're asking for training things that you can do, and you're trying to build the perfect training program, and you're always, you know, okay, I'm going to take this out, I'm going to put this other thing in. You're keeping yourself really busy, but you're not productive because you're not doing anything. You get what I'm saying? You're not doing anything because you're just asking for more help. You're just asking for more tips. You're just asking for more ways to do the same thing that you probably already have a pretty decent idea of how to do. So one of the best examples of this, and I always love coming back to this because, you know, I feel like examples from my own life first help me better understand a lot of things and then also help me relate those things more effectively to all of you as well, is early in my coaching career, I found myself watching every bit of information that I could about how to coach. So like, you know, I've watched 47 different videos about how to coach a squat. And then same thing with a bench press, a deadlift, with all the other movements. And then I'd be trying to watch all these different things about all these different programming methods and how, you know, if you pair these two exercises together instead of pairing these two exercises together. And I was just more information all the time. And for a long time, I felt like that was really good of me because I'm like, yeah, look how much time I'm putting into learning and education and improving myself. But then over the next couple of years, I started noticing that even though I was taking in all this information, I wasn't using 90% of what I took in. And if I'm not using the information that I'm taking in, it's not productive. You get what I'm saying? So it's not that learning is bad. It's not that asking questions is bad. But the insanity that doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result was not actually taking the time to try the things that I was learning about. Taking the time to apply the programming knowledge that I was learning to actually writing programs for myself or for athletes that I work with. And this is where I find a lot of you go wrong as well, right? You're asking for 400 different tips on ways that you can build your gas tank without actually going to the gym and working on one of these systems for any period of time that's actually going to be able to promote the change on what you say you want to work on. So that's example number one. Example number two of athletes showing me that they're insane is when you are not getting results in your sport, just doubling down and doing more of the same thing. Now, I'm not going to name any names or anything like that, but recently I remember having a discussion with an athlete that, you know, has, I don't want to say capped their potential because you never know, but an athlete that has gotten to a pretty high level in their sport, has been doing very well for themselves, but recently has run into a few setbacks, recently has had a little bit of a tougher time. And offering that athlete advice and offering that athlete, you know, other things that they could try to push them past that setback, they essentially said, no, it's fine. I know what I'm doing. And like, yeah, to an extent, I would have to agree, like you've been able to do very well for yourself on your own. But if you're hitting these setbacks, if you're hitting these walls, if you're having these problems, then clearly there's information that you don't have, right? And that's not me sitting here saying I have all the answers for everyone and everyone just needs to only listen to me and then they're going to be all-time superstars in their sport. But the main point I want to drive home with that is that if you are hitting that point where you're dealing with a certain struggle and you find yourself dealing with it time and time again, now's not the time to just continue to do more of what you're doing and hope that it turns around. Now's the time to start seeking help to get past this problem, right? Like I'll have a lot of athletes tell me that, you know, well, they do their own research with, you know, their conditioning and their cardio and stuff like that, but they're still gassing out in fights. But instead of starting a program with me when I show them the systems that we use to help athletes not gas out in fights anymore, they take that, you know, they gas out in their fight and then they say that their thought is, oh, okay, I just need to keep doing more of what I'm doing. And if I keep doing more of what I'm doing, I won't gas out in my next fight. And then they keep doing more of what they were doing. And then they run into the same problem again. And then their mentality is you need to keep doing more of what I'm doing. And then they keep running into the same problem. Because again, it's difficult sometimes to sit back and say, hey, I don't have the answer to that. I understand it. That was, I had a lot of trouble with that in business in the beginning, you know, coming to business coaches instead of just trying to work on it myself. But when you're able to admit, hey, I'm stuck where I'm at, or hey, I need a little bit of help, that is the moment where when you bring the right people on, you're able to drastically change the trajectory of your career. And this happens all the time. Like athletes will continue to just make the same mistakes, continue to do the same things. One of my favorite ones, and we're going to talk about this as well in a minute, is the running every single day to build your cardio. And guys, I'll say it again. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Running every single day to build your cardio. Will it build your cardio? Yes. Will it build your cardio as effectively as very many other different types of conditioning? No. So whenever I talk about this stuff, this isn't saying running's bad. This isn't saying it's going to hurt you. This isn't saying don't ever run. It's saying that there's more effective ways to get a better result. Yet consistently, I run into athletes that, man, I run 3 miles every single day. And even though I run these 3 miles every single day, I gas out in my fights. So I'm just going to start doing 4 miles every single day. And guys, if you're doing 3 miles a day and it's not working, the answer isn't 4 miles a day. The answer is changing things up, doing something different. And that's what we're going to talk about next. The other area in which I see insanity take over in athletes, the willingness to just do the same thing over and over and over again and expect different results, is when it comes to training methods. One of the, like when I talk about, you know, as an example, running or a lot of the different training methods that I talk about on my page, one of the most common things I hear is I will hear basically someone say, but insert high level athlete's name here, does this And so if he does this, why is it bad if this person does this? Like Floyd Mayweather runs every day. So, you know, clearly running every day is the way to do it. Or Mike Tyson said that his conditioning was running every day. And, you know, so if he said it, then that means that that's what everybody should do. And guys, no disrespect to either of these two people, but Floyd Mayweather was not a great boxer because he went for runs. He just wasn't. He was a great boxer because he was basically born with boxing gloves on his hands. Like, he grew up in the sport. He was doing it forever. It was his whole life from basically the time he was a little kid. That is why he was great. Now, is it, if it was, like, if he also ran every day, did that hurt him? No. But was that the reason he was as good as he was? Also, no. And the same thing with Mike Tyson. Let's say that that was the only conditioning he was doing. He wasn't lifting any weights. He wasn't doing anything else. He was just running 10 miles a day or whatever it was he said he was doing. Even if that is all that he was doing to build his conditioning, everything like that, which again, I don't know that's what all he was doing. When, think about when he fought. He fought in the 80s and 90s. We are now in 2024. So again, no disrespect to the man whatsoever. He is absolutely a legend. But since the 80s and 90s, sports science has advanced a long way. So if you're continuing to just operate on this is what guys did in the early 2000s, this is what guys did in the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, whatever it is, then you are stuck in that loop of insanity. You're stuck in that loop of just doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. Because the same idea with this, guys, is because if you continue to do those things, you continue to operate on those systems back from way back in the day, let's say you start to see a little bit of improvement. That's great, but there are going to be a lot of other athletes that are adapting to new, more advanced, higher level systems as they come out and as people start to learn more about sports science that are going to get way better results way faster than you. So if you're not keeping your mind open, if you're not thinking about how to incorporate new things, how to do things differently, how to improve upon what you're doing, and you're just doing the same thing every single time, you're going to get left behind. You're going to get left behind, not because you're not working hard enough, not because you're not a good enough athlete, not because of any other thing other than the fact that other people are adapting and other people are learning more things than you are. So, coming back to the original question, my challenge for all of you, whether you're here live or whether you're tuning in on a replay, my challenge for all of you is to think about the areas of your sport and think about the areas of your life too, but think about the areas of your sport that you are in that loop of insanity, that you're in that loop of just continuing to do the same things even when you're not getting a result. And as you think about those things, as you come up with that list of the things that you're just continuing to kind of grind away at despite not seeing the results that you want to see, start to ask yourself, what's one thing that you can change? One thing that you can start doing differently or that you can make an improvement on or that you can actually move forward with instead of staying stuck? So guys, that's it. That's all. I appreciate you all for being here. I appreciate you all for taking the time, whether you're here live or whether you're watching back on the podcast. And if you are looking to improve your conditioning, if you're looking to learn about how you can do things differently, how you can improve upon what you're doing, make sure to DM me on Instagram, Fight Ready, and then we'll be in touch to let you know how we can help you out. So as always, I appreciate you all for tuning in. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your Monday, a fantastic start to your week, and I will catch you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. Now remember, information without execution is useless. So take what you learned in the show today and go figure out how you can apply it to your career to start making progress right away. My one ask of you is share the show around. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're following on all the social media platforms. The links on how to do that will be in the show notes below. And in turn, have a great day, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode.